Assalamu alaikum. We now begin section 2 of Surah Yasin, which we have titled Lessons from the Past. Ayah 13 begins, Wadrib lahum mathalan, and give to the people the mathal. A mathal is a parable or an example, and Allah uses these often in the Quran as a way of activating our imaginations. They're used to illustrate a lesson in a way that makes it easy for us to understand clearly. So in this verse, Allah's saying, give to them the mathal ashabul qariya, of the example of the people of the town, idh ja'ahal mursaloon, when came to this town, mursaloon. Do you remember that word from the last one? Mursaleen, who are the mursaleen? That's right, the messengers. So Allah is saying, give to the people the example, the story of the town and the people of the town where the messengers were sent. And the next 18 verses now detail this story. And let's see what lessons we can pick up from it. In Ayah 14, Allah says, we sent to this town two messengers. They rejected both of them. And so we strengthened them bithalithin, with a third. Wahid, ithnain, thalatha, thalithin, three, third. So what is this town? Who are these messengers? The Quran doesn't specify these details or the names, but we can gather from hadith that the town that is being referred to is quite possibly Antioch or modern day Antakya in Turkey. And these messengers that were sent to the town were two disciples of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, John and Jonah. When they got to this town, they were met by a shepherd who asked them who they are and to prove their identity. They told him about Prophet Isa and his miracles and how he was able to cure the sick. And the shepherd said, I've got a son at home who is ill. Come to my house. They went to visit his son and the disciples made dua. They prayed to Allah and Allah accepted and heard their prayer and the son was cured. News started to spread all over the town that there are these two messengers who have come and they're saying that Prophet Isa has the power to cure the sick. When the king heard about this, he wasn't happy at all. He was an idol worshipper, and so he imprisoned the two disciples for spreading the message of Tawheed. And that is why Allah says, we strengthen them bithalithin. When the news reached Prophet Isa, he sent a third disciple called Simon to the town. How did the people of the town respond? In Ayah 15, they say, قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. These people said to the messengers, you're not messengers, you are basharun mithluna. You are human beings just like us. Your Lord hasn't sent you, you're lying. So they were refusing to accept the messengers with the excuse that they were basharun mithluna, human beings. How can they be messengers if they're just human beings? That was their excuse. Now, how did the messengers respond? They said, Rabbuna ya'lam, our Rabb, our Lord ya'lam, which comes from the word a'lam. One of the names of Allah is Al-Alim, the one who knows everything. And they were saying, our Lord, our Rabb knows who we are. He knows we are messengers and he knows that we are doing the job that we have been sent for. These messengers didn't let it get to them that they were being called liars. They were being shouted at, being rude to. They knew that Allah knows the truth. And that was enough for them. The pleasure of Allah was enough for them, rather than getting the approval of the people. And they didn't let that stop them. Rabbuna ya'lam, Allah knows. It doesn't matter if no one else is believing you, or no one else, or the way people are behaving to you shouldn't stop you from doing what is right, because your Lord knows. Something to reflect on. Beautiful, right? They then go on to say in verse 17 what their job is. Our job is balaghun mubin. Our job is just to deliver a clear message. So again, now we see here that the messenger's job was not to force people to believe. You can't make someone believe. Their job was just to communicate the message in a clear way. And that's what they were doing. In verse 18, the unbelievers go on to say, "We see a bird of evil omen with you." What does that mean? So in Arab times, they were quite superstitious, and they used to believe that certain animals, especially birds, da'ir, tatayyarna, are birds that were symbolizing bad luck or an evil omen. And at that time in the town, lots of things seemed to be going wrong. And it just so happened to coincide with the time that these messengers had arrived. And so the people put these two together and said, well, it must be the messengers who are bringing tatayyarna, who are bringing bad luck to us. And they said to the messengers, if you don't stop, then we're going to stone you and we're going to punish you. Now look at how the messengers responded. In verse 19, the messengers respond by saying, "This tatayyarna, this bird of evil omen, ma'akum, is with you. It is you that is bringing your own bad luck. It is your thoughts, your beliefs, your action that is bringing destruction upon yourself." Now, don't we sometimes say, "Shaitan made us do it"? But he doesn't make us do it. He doesn't have the power to make us do it. We have the power to choose to listen to those whispers or not. And in the same way, the messengers are saying, it is your own thoughts and actions and beliefs that has brought destruction upon yourselves. Don't be so quick to point the blame. Look at your own selves. The messengers give a reason for this destruction, and they say it is because you are qawmun musrifun. You are a people who indulge in israf, in excessiveness. You are excessive with your wealth, with your food, with your sins. You are exceeding the limits. You are stepping over the mark in your disobedience to Allah. You are committing israf. After this, as word is spreading across the town, something happens. In ayah 20, Allah goes on to say, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ, from the far outskirts of the city, رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى, came a man running. قَالُوا, and he said, يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, ittabi'ul mursaleen. Do you remember the word ittabi'u from the last session? To follow? Yeah? So what is this rajulu yasa? What is this running man telling everybody? He's telling them, ittabi'ul mursaleen. Follow? Do you remember mursaleen? That's right. Follow the messengers. Gosh. Let's just take a moment to think about that. There's this man who has heard this news. Remember, there's no newspapers, no BBC news, no social media, but from the far outskirts of the city, he has now heard about the messengers and what they are trying to tell the people. In his heart, he has understood this to be the truth. And he wants to now share this with his people. So does he come on a camel or a horse? Does he have a car? No, rajulun yas'a. This man comes running. Who knows how long he's been running for? He comes running from the outskirts of the city to say, Ya Qawmi, O my people. He speaks with such love and affection. And he says, follow these messengers. Can you feel that concern he has for his people? Now that he knows the truth, he wants to share it with everyone. Amr bil ma'ruf, right? He wants to share and encourage what is good. But what happens? We're going to find out in the next session. I know I said we would do it in this one, but we've reached almost 10 minutes. So there is something very special about Rajulun Yasa'a, because Allah devotes all these verses to him, as we'll go on to find out what happened to the man and what made him so special, that instead of spending all these verses talking about the messengers, we're now going to hear more about this man. Allah has made him a permanent reminder in this Quran, so there surely must be something very important from this story for us to learn next time, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.